This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll visit a little free library in Green Bay that's spreading art instead of books. Now we're about a year away from the 2022 midterm elections, and there are some election-related things to talk about here in Wisconsin. First, 4 days after the Racine County Sheriff accused state election officials of breaking election law, there haven't been any charges brought forward. Sheriff Christopher Schmeling said the Wisconsin Elections Commission barred poll workers from helping nursing home residents cast their ballots during last November's presidential election. Though Schmeling made the allegations, he's not recommending charges. He wants Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call to investigate. Some Republican lawmakers, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, are calling on election commissioners to resign. Five of the six members say the sheriff is wrong and that they've done good work helping people vote during the pandemic. In other news, Rebecca Clayfish is calling for Republicans to engage in so-called ballot harvesting to help her beat Governor Tony Evers next year, arguing that Democrats are already doing it. She's gotten some pushback on the idea, in particular from a potential primary opponent. Molly Beck is a state government and politics reporter with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Following both of those stories, Molly, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me back.
Molly, let's start in Racine County. What exactly is the sheriff saying happened at these nursing homes?
So the sheriff's press conference focused on one nursing home in Mount Pleasant. And he says at that nursing home, there were about eight residents that families describe as not being in good cognitive health, I would say, and they ended up voting in the 2020 November election. Of those eight, there was one person who had been deemed by a judge to be incompetent to vote, which is the only legal reason a person can be barred from voting, aside from criminal reasons. So the sheriff is saying that the Wisconsin Elections Commission, because of their advice last year during the pandemic, broke the law. They led to these residents voting in this nursing home, which he described as being, you know, nursing home administrators coercing the residents to vote. And he blames that on the guidance from the Elections Commission.
Well, let's break this down kind of a step at a time. In a normal, non-pandemic year, generally, as I understand, Molly, there would be these special voting deputies who go to nursing homes, right? That's how how it's supposed to work?
That's right. So special voting deputies are trained poll workers who make two attempts to go to nursing homes to see if they can help residents vote. But if they're unable to do that after two attempts, then they just send absentee ballots. And so the administrator of the Elections Commission says that, you know, the sheriff's allegations and some Republican lawmakers' allegations that they broke the law, those allegations are false because the law does say that if you cannot get into a nursing home to send absentee ballots. She held a press conference today and said that at that time that the commissioners passed this policy that nursing homes weren't allowing people to come in anyway.
Yeah, and the process would be two of these voting deputies going from room to room and possibly two election observers. So nursing homes that during the pandemic didn't want two to four people going from one room to another with these vulnerable patients there. That was the reasoning behind this guidance?
Right. So the initial vote to pass this policy and this guidance was back in March of 2020. And if we remember what was going on then, it was right when the pandemic started. And there was a lot of concern about nursing homes because, you know, there were reports of, you know, one resident getting sick in a nursing home and then, you know, it just spread everywhere and a lot of people would die. And so that's where those concerns were coming from. Republicans are saying, and the sheriff in his investigation said all these other kinds of people were allowed in those nursing homes, like DoorDash delivery drivers and people who are apparently cleaning fish tanks, things like that. Those are the examples they gave. So they're, you know, they're contending that the special voting deputies should have been allowed in too.
You are right in the piece that in 2020, the election commissioners had urged lawmakers to modify the law, I'm quoting from your piece here, so they could more easily address voting in nursing homes. Did Republicans do anything to kind of resolve this, you're supposed to send voting commissioners, but they might not be let in, issue?
The lawmakers did not meet in most of 2020, so there was not any legislation to address that issue in 2020 when those you know, during the spring and then the fall election. Lawmakers have since put forward some legislation since then to address that, but that specific issue was not addressed last year.
And Molly, with the idea of potential charges, either against the Election Commission itself or against people who helped the residents vote, including, as you said, in one case, somebody who had been legally ruled not able to vote, who would be filing charges? What are the prospects at this point?
So what happened, the initial complaint came to the Elections Commission. They forwarded that to the Racine County District Attorney, who then referred that to the Racine County Sheriff for an investigation. And if what likely happens in that situation is if there is, you know, reason to bring charges, then that would be something that the district attorney would do.
We're talking to Molly Beck from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about a couple of election related issues here in Wisconsin. I want to turn to the other one we invited you to talk about, Molly, that you've been following, Rebecca Clayfish, former lieutenant governor of the state, Republican candidate in their primary for governor. She told Republicans at an event last month they need to engage in ballot harvesting. She said she was quoted as saying Democrats do it, ballot harvesting nonstop, and they go hard. Republicans must go harder. Can you talk about her call for ballot harvesting, not because she says she likes it, but because the other side, she says, is doing it?
Right. She said earlier, or I guess last month now, it's November 1st. she said that she wanted to engage in these practices that she says Democrats engage in and what helped them win in 2020. She wants to hire what she calls mercenaries, and she also said that she wanted to engage in a practice called ballot harvesting, which would allow third parties to gather ballots. And but at the same time, she doesn't want to continue that practice if she then becomes governor. She said that she would seek to ban that practice after she is elected. After she made those comments and after we reported on those comments, Kevin Nicholson, who is considering a run for governor, he said that, you know, anyone who would engage in ballot harvesting is, quote, dumb as a bag of hammers, I believe is what he said. So it's not, we're not sure if he's going to be getting in the race, but that was, you know, kind of taking a shot at Rebecca Clayfish on those comments.
And ballot harvesting, now, as I understand, I think from your piece, some states specifically allow it. Some states specifically ban it. And then there's states like Wisconsin. We're not in either of those categories. Do I have that right?
Yeah. So that's a phrase that Republicans use to disparage the practice of gathering absentee ballots from voters and returning them to clerks on their behalf. There were some reports of it in Wisconsin last year. It's not, you know, specifically outlawed in the state. I know that a lot of Republicans have made proposals and called for that practice to be banned since last year.
And in that same speech, Clayfish brought up the voting, the democracy in the park, they called it, efforts in Madison, where poll workers went to parks to allow people to drop off their completed absentee ballots. That's something different than ballot harvesting, but is often mentioned in the same breath. That's something that Republicans are talking about as well, right?
Right. That is different because you're dropping off your ballots with poll workers, you know, so that's like you going to a poll worker, which is not the same as what ballot harvesting is usually referred to. But it all gets kind of, you know, put in the same definition in these conversations. So it's kind of hard to parse out what people are talking about sometimes.
Molly, before we let you go, what's the next story you're watching for when it comes to our election laws and absentee voting procedures here in the state?
Well, we're obviously following the investigation launched by Assembly Republicans, headed up by the former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gabelman. There's another review that was just started in the state Senate over a recent audit of the election, the 2020 election. So there are those two things. There's also a lot of calls by Republicans for the Elections Commission administrator to resign. So we're, you know, obviously going to be following where that goes to.
Molly, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Molly Beck, state government and politics reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we talked to her about latest developments involving ballots from a Racine nursing home last November and calls by Republican Rebecca Clayfish for so-called ballot harvesting in her bid for governor. We'll talk more about what that means and other demands for election law changes coming up. And you could join in at 800-642-1234. How do you feel about the way elections are managed in Wisconsin? Are there changes you'd like to see made? Would you like the state to specifically allow what's called sometimes ballot harvesting, where somebody can collect ballots from a bunch of people and turn them in at once, or specifically ban it? Have you thought about being a poll worker yourself? Have you done that? What's it like? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're looking at election issues here in Wisconsin. We just heard from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Molly Beck about Republican calls for the resignation of election officials after the Racine County Sheriff said state law was broken at a nursing home in the area. Also talked about a key Republican's call for her colleagues to engage in so-called ballot harvesting, balancing out, they say, what Democrats are doing. You can join in at 800-642-1234. How much confidence do you have in the integrity of Wisconsin's elections? Are there changes, maybe just clarifications you want to see when it comes to laws about ballot harvesting, lock boxes, and more? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. David Cannon is professor of political science at UW-Madison. He's editor of the Election Law Journal and affiliated with the Elections Research Center. David, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you.
Let's start in Racine again. What's your reaction to these allegations by the Racine County Sheriff that the Wisconsin Elections Commission got it wrong when it came to how they handled voting in nursing homes?
Well, I think we have to all remember that this was an extraordinary election in so many ways. But the big relevant point here is that we had record voter turnout at the same time we still had a nationwide pandemic going on. And so the Election Commission was trying to deal with a very difficult situation where election clerks were already overwhelmed with the huge increase in the number of mailed-in ballots. And so even if the safety of the nursing homes would have allowed, you know, poll workers to go to the nursing homes the way they typically had in a non-pandemic year, that might not have been possible just in terms of the, you know, the person power they would have needed to do that. And so if you especially look back to the spring primaries where you only had a handful of polling places open in Milwaukee, you know, because of a shortage of poll workers, same thing happened in Green Bay and many states around the municipalities around the state, that, you know, we just didn't have enough poll workers. Now, in the fall, we did have more poll workers, but leading up to the election, I'm sure that that was, you know, part of the problem that the Election Commission was hearing from clerks as well, is that they just didn't have the people to be able to do this, even if nursing homes were allowing people in, which they apparently found in the sheriff's investigation Racine, is that, you know, Molly mentioned the person cleaning the fish tanks and the DoorDash deliveries or whatever, they were letting them in, so why not the poll workers? But there are a lot of nursing homes on the state that still weren't. It really varied from place to place, and CDC guidelines said that, you know, depending on your infection rate, they were still recommending not allowing any people in, even family visitors in some areas if you had especially high infection rate. And so, you know, what happened in Racine in terms of that specific nursing home, you know, was not true in other parts of the state.
What happens in this impasse where, okay, you've got a rule saying, yeah, we're not letting extra people into these nursing homes, but law requires, a state statute says you're supposed to send them in. So you've got this, the state statute on the one hand, the violation of people's potential right to vote on the other. How do you square that?
Well, right. And this is where the Election Commission decided to err on the side of safety, and that we don't want to risk increased spread in the infection of people in nursing homes that were the most vulnerable population, you know, that we had, where many of the death rates, you know, were just, you know, through the roof in many nursing homes around the state early in the pandemic, but into the fall as well. And so the Election Commission erred on the side of trying to, you know, protect the health of voters, and then giving them their right to vote through absentee voting instead of the in-person deputies.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Merle is with us in Galena, Illinois. Merle, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I'm really frustrated. I've been an election worker for many years, and I hear all this malarkey about, the vans coming in, dropping off ballots and stuff. It's impossible. Our local district, we are a small farming community, but the reality is there's checks and balances that we have to account for every single ballot. None can be brought in. We get so many ballots, and the ballots that are filled out are counted. The ballots that are not filled out are counted, and it has to match. And there's sometimes we spend 15 or 20 minutes looking for one ballot. So, it's all bull. It's just bull.
Merle, thanks for the call. I think we have another poll worker with us. Tim in Kenosha County is on the line. Tim, hi.
Hi. Yeah, it's been a few years since I was a poll counter, but as a previous caller stated, it's just ridiculous. If somebody's messing with, let's say one person running, and they say that it's been stolen, it's just mind-boggling to think how that would happen as a poll worker.
Tim, thanks for the call. I want to bring David Cannon back in on this. David, this is a couple of poll workers saying the procedures are there. Large-scale fraud, they don't think is very likely.
No, and they're absolutely right that there are a lot of checks and oversight and double checking and triple checking, and we've had recounts, in both Dane County and Milwaukee County, and then the statewide audits too of machines. And so, yeah, we know that this was a very secure election. And one thing too that I want to bring up that we haven't mentioned yet is that both poll workers and election clerks are really feeling under fire now, and that, because of all of these claims being made about stolen elections, it's getting harder and harder to recruit people to take on these positions, because you know you're going to be, under fire no matter what you do, because it's become such a partisan issue that's so divisive. And so I think it is important to realize, especially, these poll workers are often, they don't get paid very much to do this, and it's a difficult job. And if you're being harassed while you're sitting there trying to do your job, like with the poll watchers we see now in so many areas, that it really could make it more difficult to have well-run elections in the future if we can't recruit good people who are willing to be the poll workers and even election clerks. Cap Times just had a story last week about election clerks around the state under fire right now.
Talking to David Cannon from UW-Madison about election integrity and ballot harvesting. Let's bring on another caller. Jimmy is with us in Valley Junction. Jimmy, hi.
Hey, I just had a question and a quick comment. You guys talked about ballot harvesting in the last session, but you really didn't talk about the details. If you could explain what they mean by ballot harvesting. And I guess my comment is, if you can lawfully cast a vote, why are we trying to prevent people from doing that? And I'll take my answer off here.
Jimmy, thanks for the call. And David, people have different definitions when they use the phrase ballot harvesting.
Yeah, ballot harvesting in the broadest sense is any time that someone other than the voter has a vote that's delivered to the voting official. And so the most sort of egregious example of this from recent years would have been the North Carolina 9th congressional race from a couple of years ago, where it was in 2018, where there was someone, hired by the Republican candidate in that race to go around picking up ballots, and they actually changed the ballots then, and they would throw some away if they thought that this was someone who was, voting for the Democrat. And there was enough evidence of this and clear evidence that they actually threw out that election. And so this has occasionally happened, but as both Merle and Tim pointed out in their calls, it's easy to detect this, though, because every ballot has to be accounted for. And you can see when ballots are changed in some systematic way like that. And so they did catch that case of ballot harvesting. And so this is something that has happened in the past, but has not ever been a problem here in Wisconsin in terms of, people actually, changing ballots, which, would be the illegal part, because under Wisconsin law, it's not illegal for someone to deliver a ballot for you, but it is obviously against the law to change that ballot.
And David, in our last minute, we heard from Molly that some states ban ballot harvesting, some states permit it and have guidelines for it. Wisconsin is in neither category. Would it make sense one way or the other to really clarify what you can and can't do when it comes to handing off your ballot and having somebody else turn it in?
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's say, for example, you're sick and you want to have some, you don't trust putting the ballot in the mail. You want to have the ballot actually delivered to the clerk's office, to have your parents or your wife or husband go deliver it for you. That would almost certainly be acceptable, I would think, under anyone's terms. But then maybe having people going around collecting hundreds of ballots would be something you might want to prohibit. That, I think, would be a great idea to clarify that. Also, drop boxes, another thing that the LRB report mentioned, something also that we don't have clear guidance on. It would be good for the Election Commission to say, okay, when can we use drop boxes, when shouldn't we, and what are the guidelines there? So, yes, having some clarification of rules would be a great thing here.
David, we'll leave it there. Thanks again for joining us today.
Well, it's good to be with you.
David Cannon is a professor of political science at UW-Madison. He's the editor of the Election Law Journal and is affiliated with the Elections Research Center. We talked to him today about some election integrity and voting issues here in Wisconsin. We also heard earlier from Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter Molly Beck. We'll have more, by the way, on related topics tomorrow with a disability rights advocacy group talking about how people in nursing homes can have access to voting and other related issues in the way our elections are accessible for people. Again, that's coming up tomorrow here on Central Time.